Hello, my name is Wyatt Long, a student at TCC West Campus, and I'll be walking you through the interview today. Today, I will be interviewing Hassan, an ESL student who attends here at Northeast TCC campus. Thank you for taking your time today and letting me interview you. Today, I'll be trying to see what it's like to be an ESL student here at TCC. Our interview here today will last roughly around 20 minutes or more. Again, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
First thing is, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Good. This is fun.
Yeah.
How old are you? And
I'm 25 years old.
25?
Yeah.
25? Mm-hmm. When's your birthday?
It's 1999 into 21st February.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
I'm an August birthday,
okay.
So I'm a little bit there. What's a usual day like, just the usual day like for you as an ESL student?
Just... nowadays is class. Mm-hmm. His class is harder than fun with friends. Mm-hmm. With cousin brother, I have lots of cousin brother.
Okay.
Like my Bangladeshi brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So we just lots of doing party, like not actual party.
Yeah.
Programming.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my culture we don't do smoking and drinking.
Yeah.
So we just do fun singing or something.
Oh, yeah.
This kind of party.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. How important is education to you and your family?
Oh, is a basic needs for my family.
Okay.
Because we know that for human being we need like health, education, like this kind of like five elements.
Yeah.
But for my family, education is the first priority.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think any money or anything. They just say the focus on your study.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because money, whatever you earn, is all at the time you can share. But education just only for me. My mom always tell.
Yeah.
Education just for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just reading books or something. It's just experience, gather experience or something.
Yeah.
So that's the most important thing for me and my family.
Okay, yeah. Same thing with mine.
Yeah.
It's like first thing and then you're good to go after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the reason you decided to come here to TCC?
So I come to TCC, first of all, I heard some of my friends, they say their faculty is very good and friendly and their environment.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I say, the really friendly faculty I have ever seen. Like from my back home country, my teacher was kind of rude.
Yeah.
You cannot ask questions.
Yeah.
It's a kind of, they become rude. If you ask questions.
Like
question
they expect you to know what,
yeah. If you miss the class, they're kind of rude.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go personally. Private teacher.
Oh, okay.
Private teacher, you have to pay money or something.
Oh, okay.
But here it's totally different. I like it. That's why I like it too much.
Mm-hmm.
They're too much friendly. Whatever you can ask, they don't mind or something.
Yeah.
So that's why I like this faculty or
okay, that's good. Is this, did you have a choice to go anywhere else? Or was TCC just the set thing, this is what you're going to do?
When I had come first in USA, my college was College of San Mateo.
Mm-hmm.
It was in California.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So over there is too much expensive everything.
Yeah.
And I need to buy car. There is no public transport.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know over there anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I know some of my friends and cousin brothers over there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I move here.
Okay.
So
California is really expensive.
I don't
blame you. How many semesters or just years in general have you been here at TCC?
It is third semester in my TCC. And fortunately, maybe last semester.
Yeah.
Because now I am IPE.
Mm-hmm.
So after this, after past ESL courses, I'm going to be the main course, college.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
Yeah. It's very hard.
Yeah. What other classes are you taking right now, or just what classes in general?
So I take listening, writing, reading, speaking, and grammar.
Okay, yeah.
5 classes.
Okay, nice. Which one's probably your favorite?
I like everything by most, but like everything is good, but grammar is hard.
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest, yeah. Grammar is too much hard.
It's hard for me sometimes. Yeah. It's like you gotta, I don't know, there's a lot to it. It's just a whole bunch.
When you can speak, you speak, but grammar is different.
Yeah.
Grammar is different. Yeah, like, and also, also problem is in my back home country, mm-hmm. we used to learn British English. Like England mm-hmm. English, yeah. Their pronunciation different, their grammar rules different.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of not rules different, like when I say present continuous in my home country, but here is a present progressive.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm just confused, progressive, continuous. So
yeah.
Just,
it's like different, messed up, yeah.
And I do this mistake like, S, ES, singular, plural, has, have.
Yeah.
It was, oh my God.
Yeah.
It is very confusing.
There's a lot to it. It's weird. Do you have a major decided?
Not yet. But I'm probably going to like any engineering stuff. But whatever I go, like my dream is like filmmaking.
Oh, filmmaking. Yeah. That's a really cool thing.
I'm just passionate about that. I'm watching lots of movies, series. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm crazy fan.
I'm a huge movie guy. So
my idol is Christopher Nolan.
He's one of the best directors. Yeah. I love him. He's great.
His movies. Oh my God.
They're all
mystery. You can. I think you can do PhD. Everyone mm-hmm. can do PhD. Every movie, like Inception, Interstellar, oh my God.
They're all mind-boggling.
I watch every movie like 3 times, 4 times, then I reading explanation.
Yeah.
Then I don't understand what's happening.
It all gets confusing. Yeah. Like Tenet, have you seen that one?
Yeah, Tenet.
Makes no sense. That one, it's...
Hutter Island, you watch?
Which one?
Hutter Island.
I've heard of it, yes.
Hutter Island, it's a Martin Scorsese movie, Island. It is my favorite movie, Shutter Island.
Nice, Yeah. I'm a huge movie guy, so I understand. Yeah. I love Christopher Nolan.
It is, yeah.
So you plan staying just one more year here at TCC, or this
This
semester?
Is the last semester for ESL.
Okay, so last semester. So,
yeah, after that, I'm going to main course for TCC. Okay.
Nice. Based off all that, so in the future, do you plan on staying here in Tulsa or going elsewhere? I mean, especially if you're going
to
do film.
To be honest, I want to stay in Tulsa.
You do? Okay.
Because I love Tulsa people. Yeah. I have lots of friends over there. And I go lots of places, and I know the lots of because mm-hmm. I'm immigrant, so I know the lots of people. To be honest, they're really friendly,
mm-hmm.
and they don't judge whatever you black, white, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't is I know it's something happens.
Yeah.
But not too much major.
Yeah.
But they're really friendly. Mm-hmm. Everyone, whatever you are, mm-hmm. That's why I love it.
Okay.
Whatever
good.
Is like I know. Everywhere is some problem or something. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, so, but yeah, it's good to hear.
But they're all over. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love Tulsa.
Okay, good. Let's. Where would like your like dream like place to go though? Let's just out of Tulsa.
My dream place is to Turkey.
Turkey. Yeah, it's a really nice country.
Turkey and Egypt.
Yeah, Egypt.
Yeah,
that would be really cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm very curious about pyramid.
Yeah, they're very interesting how it works.
I'm lots of searching how pyramid made.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
It's just weird how they did that time ago.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
It's cool. What challenges do you face here? Like, I guess, like the main ones you face here, like majority of the time here at TCC. Yeah.
TCC at TC?
Or just in general, it doesn't even matter.
I saw in the nowadays Tulsa mm-hmm. crime rate is too much high.
Yeah, it is.
I was sometimes I scared when I'm gonna die or shooting or something. My mom, my family, they also watching Facebook everything.
Yeah.
Like 2 years kid, 10 years kid, they have gun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. It's everyone is scared. Yeah. You don't know what's happened. Yeah. Some innocent people also shooting. Yeah. Right? So that's why
I'm
scared about this kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
But Tulsa Police Department is they're doing it, isn't it? Really good.
Mm-hmm.
They always try to protect us.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's good to hear. So you said you get along with students around here, at the campus, just in general?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you go out of like the ESL part of the campus at all, or
no? I'm
not
just,
really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. I'm not really asked how big it was. So. So how long did you go to school in Bangladesh?
So almost 12 years.
12?
12 years. Mm-hmm. Like we call a higher school certificate, like mm-hmm. college.
Yeah.
College, 12 grade.
Mm-hmm.
12 grade. Then I was over there like 2 years pharmacy, mm-hmm. bachelor.
Okay.
2 years pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I thought there is no future.
Yeah.
I thought that there is education level is I need more education level. I want to prove myself.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why US is the best thing for.
Oh yeah, I get that. Yeah.
This is like international. There is like you can read the practical
mm-hmm.
and the theoretical both are.
Mm-hmm.
But in my country, that's you just theoretical knowledge. You have to memorize this one. You mm-hmm. have to. You don't ask any question.
Yeah.
You have to memorize.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no.
Yeah.
But for like success in life,
mm-hmm.
improve like however.
Yeah.
So I want to myself like just not my country. I want all over the world.
Yeah.
I it's my wish. I don't know I can do or no.
Yeah.
But my wish. Myself know everywhere in the world.
Yeah. There's possibilities. Anything can happen.
It's the best chance to like USA because USA mm-hmm. is the best country. I don't know you know or don't know because you are Bible, American. So you maybe don't know like you what is the USA dream.
Yeah.
I know because it's my country and all over the world
mm-hmm.
they're just their dream. To mm-hmm. come USA and study.
Yeah.
This is the dream.
Okay, yeah. I can't really judge. I can't really say it because I haven't been
happiness.
Anywhere else.
It's happiness. Like people mm-hmm. are in my village, in my like whole area. Oh,
mm-hmm.
you son going to USA for study. They're all mm-hmm. are appreciate. This all a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole over the like village, just mm-hmm. only one person maybe. I'm come USA
mm-hmm.
for study.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
This is.
Yeah. This no, is I get like, it. Yeah. Yeah.
This is my happiness.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. It's great to hear.
Yeah.
Is there like any similarities you can think of education there and here, or is it just completely different? Like.
It's kind of different.
Yeah. Mm,
okay, kind of different.
It's good to hear that. It's good. Going good for you here.
Appreciate it.
So all your family's here with you?
No, I'm or just myself.
Just yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Myself here.
Okay. So your parents are back there?
Yeah.
What do they do there? If you don't mind me asking.
My dad passed away in 2018.
Okay.
And my mom has two garments factories.
Mm-hmm.
So like garments factories, like clothes. Like this one, my mom mm-hmm. made it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This one is my mom made
it. Okay, nice.
So, you know, the lots of when you go to it's made in Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
You can any expensive or anything clothes or something.
Yeah.
You tag. You uh-huh. say made in Bangladesh. Bangladesh is the second largest like garments in mm-hmm. the world. First in China, then Bangladesh.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So my mom has two garments factories.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
Yeah.
It's a really nice jacket.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate
nice. So is it just your mom or do you have more family?
Yeah, I have my brother, one of my brother. He also take care of business.
Okay.
And he also shipping business. So
okay.
Nice. He's doing lots of country travel, lots of country.
Yeah. So I guess you keep in touch with your mom a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's very hard to count because it's a 12 hours difference, 12 hour difference.
Mm-hmm.
There is a day there is a night.
Yeah.
It was just
it'd be a hard life. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
Do
a lot of people immigrate from Bangladesh?
No,
no, not really.
It's very hard. I say, if you're doing interview, if you have to must interview, mm-hmm. if you need to F1 visa or whatever visa, you need to go to American embassy.
Mm-hmm.
So every day, maybe 500, 600 students doing interview.
Mm-hmm.
They got maybe 10, 20 visa.
Oh, okay.
Out of 5 to 10, 20 visa.
Uh-huh.
So it's very hard.
Yeah, okay.
It's very
okay.
hard.
Is it mainly just the U.S. that most of the time people come to, or is
it's
it?
It's a fast choice. People okay. are fast, then yeah. they're going to Canada,
mm-hmm.
Australia,
okay.
and England also.
Like okay.
That. But fast choice, U.S.
Okay.
Or
okay.
if you ask, they also U.S.
Okay, good. Good, good. What's probably your like favorite part about Tulsa? Just, I guess, something to do.
My favorite place is like cultural thing. Mm-hmm. I like this culture because
okay.
State Fair, Oktoberfest, yeah. yeah. lots of like yeah. every day,
mm-hmm.
like lots of culture. I see that if you're going like lots of party or
mm-hmm.
I like it. Like this colorful culture.
Yeah, okay.
It's
yeah.
just similar to my culture.
Mm-hmm.
So like lots of program, lots of mm-hmm. because here is lots of immigrant people.
Mm-hmm.
Like Latino people, Asian mm-hmm. people, so
yeah.
all a combination mix. That's why it's a multicultural.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why we like it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So what about it's Christmas, we do Christmas.
Okay. And
Black Friday, we do Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And our program, like Eid,
mm-hmm.
like we do Eid. What about it? We celebrate everything. Like we like it.
Okay, good, yeah.
Like,
What is Eid? I might as well go on that.
Eid is, as a Muslim, so
okay.
Muslim people have two major festivals.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So one is Eid al-Adha, and one mm-hmm. is, and another is Eid al-Fitr.
Mm-hmm.
So Eid al-Fitr is like, we do 30 days fasting, 30
mm-hmm.
day fasting.
Mm-hmm.
After 30 day fasting, we do like party.
Okay.
You can do it
yeah,
at
yeah.
party.
Okay.
We do all family together. Not mm-hmm. here, in my back
yeah,
home.
Yeah, yeah.
So every school, college, everything is off. So
okay.
you go back home.
Nice.
Like family time.
Uh-huh.
It's like Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
So
that's
you
cool.
guys, family time is mm-hmm. our family time.
Okay,
yeah.
nice, nice.
So
I heard you say something about the fair. Do you like the fair?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I didn't get to go this year. I'm disappointed. But
I go over there one day, the last day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the last day?
Oh my gosh. Lots of kids.
Oh, I would imagine.
Like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I say I don't go over there. That's
very,
why I don't like
it's
it.
It's very busy. Mm-hmm. But there's a bunch of stuff to do. Mm-hmm. I just don't ride the ride.
Oh, more. Uh-uh. It's last year I do the ride.
Uh-huh.
I was scared. What's the name?
I don't trust it. Uh-uh.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-mm.
I was scared. I never any ride. Never ever. I was almost die. It's when it was stop, I just... like close my eyes.
Oh,
I say,
terrible.
Oh my god, please.
Yeah. I can't trust enough. I
yeah.
go to other places and do it. I can't
yeah.
do it.
Oh my god, it's very hard.
Oof. It's just scary thinking about it. What's your like favorite holiday other than like what you celebrate back at home
mm-hmm.
here? Is it Christmas?
Yeah,
Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas,
it's just fun.
Black Friday.
I love Black Friday, yeah.
yeah.
That's great.
But there is no off.
yeah.
No percentage, no like discount or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, but, nice. Do you do like Easter or anything like that? Or
it's okay.
Yeah. You just like do, yeah, I guess.
Other ways of fun.
Yeah. how do you like another holiday, 4th of July?
Oh yeah!
Is it fun?
Oh my gosh! It was it is lots of colorful.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's a whole bunch. The fireworks, everything.
Riverside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm. But last 4th July, I was in Argentina and Bolivia,
mm-hmm.
In Ecuador match, football match.
Oh, okay, yeah,
football
yeah.
match.
Yeah.
I like to play soccer and cricket.
Yeah,
I also still play every week.
Oh, really?
Broken Arrows.
Yeah, I play soccer. So
soccer.
It's it's a lot of fun. I'm a goalie. So
oh, goalie.
Yeah, it's fun.
If you want, you can join with us.
Hmm?
If you want, you can play with us.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
If I need to, yeah.
How are you living? Broken Arrow?
I live in Sapulpa, so it's like 30 it's 30 minutes away from here.
It's
far, but it's still, yeah. I mean, I went further. It's fun. I enjoy it.
And lots of my classmates,
mm-hmm.
so they also play with us.
Okay,
so.
Cool. That is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. More about Tulsa. What's your favorite food place being here since you came?
There's two Indian restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, like mm-hmm. Indian Palace and okay. Tandoori Guys.
Yep, I've heard of that.
Is it Tandoori Guys? Is it Broken
mm-hmm.
Arrow?
Mm-hmm.
If you want, you can go over there. Like, there's a good yeah. food okay. and a buffet also.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice. Okay, nice. So you've already told me about like you want to do film, but like, what's some goals you have for yourself in the future, that you want to accomplish
without film, right?
Mm-hmm. Or anything, it doesn't have to be film, but.
I want to be like good human being.
Good human, yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, I don't blame
it. I know. Like my mom always told me, whatever you can earn money, mm-hmm. one way comes fine is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But just always try to be good human being.
Yeah.
There's
that's the most important thing.
That's important. Just try to honest. Mm-hmm. Money comes automatically. Mm-hmm. Or which field you are, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. Just hardworking or something.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, nice. Yeah, I mean, it's the goal. Just be a good human. Yeah. So that's probably, you would say, your most important thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd want to do film. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. What type of movies do you want to do? Something like Christopher Nolan does?
Scientific movie, mm-hmm. scientific mystery,
mm-hmm. yeah,
like a crime thriller,
oh, yeah.
whatever.
They're all cool. Yeah. Have you seen his Batman movie?
Yeah, Batman Begins.
Even that like makes you think mm-hmm. a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Yeah,
but yeah, I love those. I'm a big movie guy, so I understand.
I watch lots of series, lot of series.
Mm-hmm.
Like Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. I've never watched it, but I need to.
Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, because I start when I was in ILTS course in my home country, they mm-hmm. say, if you watch movies or something, you can improve your English. Like,
uh-huh.
That's why I'm watching a lot of. So now I'm addicted kind of movies. Okay. Every night, 2-3 in the morning, mm-hmm. I just watch the movie series. Mm-hmm. That's why I late the class.
Yeah, oh, that's fine. I don't blame you.
I always late like 20-30 minutes late.
Nice. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Movies are awesome.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Harry Potter? That's
I watched Harry Potter.
I love those movies.
Yeah.
They're great.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your favorite hobbies to do, just in general?
Like playing games.
Playing games? Mm-hmm. Video games?
Video games, I was addicted, but now I don't like video games.
Yeah.
I was in PUBG.
Oh, PUBG, yeah.
Oh my gosh. In COVID time, in pandemic time,
mm-hmm.
I used to play like 10, 12, 13 hours every day.
Yeah.
That's home and playing like, yeah.
Yeah.
But now I like to go out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is my favorite, mm-hmm. like friends. With,
yeah.
And playing sports.
Yeah.
Like outdoor sports.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's my thing too.
Yeah.
Back in COVID, it was terrible. I used Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have like 4,000 hours on that game.
Oh my gosh.
It's terrible, yeah.
Is PUBG? PUBG?
I've played it a little bit. Not a lot, but I that game's fun too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, back in Bangladesh, what were some of your hobbies there? Sports, same thing? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was good at sports. Like cricket, especially cricket. Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of baseball, okay? Through it somewhere. It was my dream to like professional cricketer.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
Bangladesh national team or something.
Yeah.
But it's very hard.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, I'd say it's not audible. I don't say there is no honest people over there, okay?
Oh, yeah.
If you need money or you need manpower for you need to success.
Yeah.
It's very hard, like lots of political issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not doing politics,
mm-hmm.
like now is good because last government was 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
She doing everything. Like, oh my country is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Almost she's monster.
Mm-hmm.
So last 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
like a student had protest against her.
Mm-hmm.
She killed more than 1,000 students. more than 1,000 students than every like USA, like a big country. They say you over, you should leave or something. That's why she's gone. Like she's gone. Yeah. Now going, maybe you know the Dr. Yunus. Yeah, maybe he's the one of the professor of in American University or something.
Okay,
he's very good person.
Yeah, okay.
So now he's going to the like our government.
Oh, okay.
So now kind of improve our country. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Nice. Do you keep up with politics a lot, or do you try to just?
No, I don't like politics.
Yeah,
we just surprised. Just yeah. U.S. election is 5th November, right?
Yeah,
bro, you don't trust me. In my country, more than 2-3 months, everywhere poster, miking, lots of people, lots of program. But here we don't know who is the candidate of Oklahoma.
Yeah,
you know that. I don't know this.
No, yeah.
I'm just searching who is the candidate and who is the.
I barely know.
So no one knows.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the coming? That's why US is the best.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like poster. You know the poster.
Yeah, yeah.
Like vote for this one, vote for this. Lots of poster, lots of. But here, nothing.
Yeah.
You have to write.
Like, I don't keep up with it much either.
That's
so.
Why we can see the how much rich country this rich politics, rich culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because whoever coming, like a Democrat, Republican, the first choice is people.
Mm-hmm.
This first priority is people.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who is a Democrat.
Yeah,
it's their first like mindset. How can improve people's life? How can the best country?
Yeah,
that's why they're the best.
Yeah,
but my country, they just earn money. They take money. They just smuggling money.
Yeah. I know places are different.
Yeah,
I get that. Do you have social media? That's one of my questions. You do?
I have.
What do you have? Just
Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat.
Yeah, I like them all. Do you use it just to keep up with stuff that's going on, talk to people here or back?
Yeah.
Anyone just
upgrade him.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't use any, I don't watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
I have no time to watch TV
or something.
It's boring to remote. So it's very useful nowadays.
Yeah.
I can get lots of information over there. So.
Okay. Do you have a job?
No. I have no work permit here.
Okay.
I have no work. I'm just student, so.
Yeah.
It's very hard to, like, every semester, more than $5,000.
Oh.
I have to pay every semester.
Yeah. Oof. No, I get it.
It's a kind of, we just surprised because like some of my Latino student they just pay $400 every subject, $400, $500.
Mm-hmm.
But for us it's more than $5,000.
Yeah.
It's kind of I know it's we are immigrants, so.
It's fine. I work, but like I barely have. I only work like once a month. It's hard to put in time when you're busy with education. I get it.
That's why it's expensive here over there.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has money. That's why. Yeah. That's why I got visa.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So you said you do have a car.
Yeah.
What type of car? Yeah, just curious.
It's an Altima.
Oh yeah, I love those cars. Yeah. They're great.
It's a not so good mileage.
Great cars for that. Yeah. I used to have a, you know, Ford Mustang.
One of my friends over there is a Shihab. So he has Ford Mustang.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah. He loves car.
Oh, does he?
He's like too much crazy for car.
Yeah.
Just Mustang. He's just Mustang.
Nice. Yeah, I used to have it. Don't anymore, but we don't have to say why.
To be honest, I'm not preferred to sports car. I don't like sports car because it's 2 seats, right?
Yeah, majority of the time. Yeah,
2 seats. If you go somewhere, it's I prefer to sports if you have any any car, mm-hmm. then you have lots of money. You can get one sports car for like friends hangout or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But for work, for everyday use, family, I don't prefer.
Yeah, I get that. I like the older versions. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I mean, sports cars are just, they're nice, but sometimes they're just not realistic. Yeah. But
My favorite is the BMW.
BMW? I love BMWs. Yeah. They're great. Yeah, I think it's probably what I pick for a sports car. Yeah.
If I have money, I'll definitely get it.
Yeah, it's gonna take a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I think that wraps up everything.
Yeah.
But thank you again.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Of course. Mm-hmm.